This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And Rich Sheban, I have a couple of short comments. You know, we were talking about what the government was doing regarding gifts of money to prevent people or postpone people from rioting. We said that it would be inflationary. It would be catastrophic. It would be hyperinflation. Let me just give you some concrete examples in my life. So when we built our house about 15, 16 years ago, I bought OSB, oriented strand board. That's the 4x8 sheathing, 7/16 of an inch thick. That's what you see put on the exterior skin of houses. It was $6.99 a sheet. $6.99 a sheet for a 4x8 sheet, 4 feet by 8 feet, 7/16 of an inch thick. I wanted to buy some materials to build a couple bookcases, two bookcases. So I called the usual lumber yard. They don't have 1x12, 8 feet long, meaning 1 inch thick, 12 inches wide, 8 feet long. They don't have enough of them to build two bookcases. I called another lumber company. They don't have it either. They don't know when they're going to get it. One lumber company said maybe by May they might have some. And then I said, what's going on? Is anybody buying lumber? What's happening? Well, the lumber companies, from what I can tell, don't want to buy inventory because the prices are so high. How high? Let me tell you how high. When we built our house, you could buy a 2x4, 8 feet long, for less than a dollar. Today's price, $8. I'm not exaggerating. You can go look it up yourself. Look at Home Depot, Lowe's. You'll see it. A 2x4, 8 feet long, about $8. You know, within a few cents. A 1x12 piece of pine that used to be $3 or $4 is now $18. When I talked to the manager of the lumber yard, I said, so what's happening with pricing? He said, well, that $6.99 sheet of OSB that you used to buy around 2005, last week was $34. This week, it's $43, $42.99. So, class, if you don't think hyperinflation is here, look again. What I really mean is, if you don't think it's here, you're confused. You're not paying attention. It's here. And, Rich, you told me privately many times over the last several weeks that people are building houses like crazy in Montana. And the price is as much as $400 per square foot. Now, $200 per square foot used to be the price of a custom home, you know, like you might see in Hollywood. Maybe $200 a square feet. You're talking about a regular, nothing special home at $400 a square foot. Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, let me expand on that. That's in a Whitefish community, which is about 45 minutes here from here. And Whitefish is a kind of a, I don't want to call it an Aspen, but it's kind of heading that direction. So you have super custom homes being built. It's a lot less around here, but that's in the wealthy community. And I know of a builder who paid for 7/16 OSB last week in North Dakota, $69. $69, just FYI. Now, we have a situation that certain things are being inflated, and, you know, but we're still seeing bankruptcies, defaults, and delinquencies, or debt. Debt is deflationary by nature. That's why when you look at all this, you know, that's why I give many different examples, and some of it's demographic examples, some of it's regional examples, some of it's, you know, it depends on what it is. Right now, if you think you can't afford a home, I'm telling everybody who wants to, you know, eventually live in rural America and have a garden, have animals, have freedom, is to buy your land now. And, you know, typically when we go into a hyperinflationary state, things crash. And then when things crash, that's when the elite buy things for pennies on the dollar. So if you could have your land and then prices go down for lumber down the road, or if you have an RV, or if you have a fifth wheel, or if you have a camper, I know people, believe it or not, in Montana who live for years in wall tents and teepees. Now, I'm not suggesting you try that, but I know a lot of tough people who have successfully done this. Keep in mind, this money supply has grown astronomically compared to the working population. So we have a major disassociation of money creation regarding population growth, and to substitute a flood of phony manufactured liquidity for a waning demand, even though the demand in building is going up in certain areas for certain things. So they're forcing prices artificially higher despite decelerating growth and demand around the country. And when I say that, the demand in urban America is decelerating. That's where the majority of the population is. That's why they're going to rural America to be self-sufficient and do all the things that we talk about. So you have to remember there's a connection between inflation and centralized top-down control by the state, where special privileges are for certain people or certain groups. So everything is totally different, every definition, every region, every demographic, everything. You got to look at everything as a line item, because I can make a case for deflation, stagflation, and inflation depending on what part of the country and what industry it's in. I mean, when I look out my window here, you know, here in northwest Montana, we have 93% National Forest Service. We have more timber that the powers that be allow to burn. And we can make such a difference in commerce, in jobs, in supply and demand, and bringing down building materials. But because of, you know, like some of the things I talked about earlier, the social consequences, the so-called, you know, what the expert authorities are saying regarding environmental rules and EPA rules and all this stuff. They're making it so under the guise of it's best for everybody type lingo. It's not. It's not for the good of the people. This is part of the agenda, which we've talked about I'm blue in the face talking about it. It's to crash the economy, to delegitimize work, force government austerity, depopulation, eliminating the free speech, destroying our immune system, immunity passports, forced lockdowns. You know, there's a whole 35 things on that list that I've talked about in great detail and specificity. We have to look at everything on a line-by-line basis. And we got to look at it in a timeliness basis, too, because the powers that be historically, that's why they don't want us. They buy everything for pennies on the dollar when everything crashes. You have to be prepared for not just thinking outside the box and talking outside the box, but living outside the box and whatever it takes. Because when the music stops, we don't know. Remember, I asked all these unknown questions and variables on where things are going to go. How long is the Fed going to buy treasuries, interest rates, valuations, stimulus package, money laundering, the lack of confidence in government and central banks, suppression of gold and silver. I mean, it's illegal. The lack of confidence in the world reserve currency status, which is our dollar. Is the government going to What does hedge mean anymore? Are they going to default on the debt, or are they going to inflate it? This we can talk about, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate on purpose, but we have to look at the corruption behind the scenes. I mean, when I say we have entered an elite control, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection, I'm not kidding. So we're going to continue to have the manufactured perception of the truth for the purpose of moving money and wealth inequality from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. We're going to get the crumbs. The top five, the next 5 to 6% above us are going to get the bread trucks, and the top 1 to 2% are going to get the bakeries. In the meantime, they're covering up their crimes, and we're not going to get. They're going to control more and more information, and our country is in jeopardy. And like I said, when we have no representation for the little people. And it's so obvious that our FBI, our DOJ, our Supreme Court, even our military, oath, code, honor, duty means nothing. Judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, medical tyranny. When we have our once most trusted institutions, and Justice Thomas, I apologize for putting you in that category. You are the exception to the rule. And unfortunately, we have too many exceptions and not enough rules. We no longer have a plan of action that's viable, that's inside the box, that's worthy. This is why I'm redundant on ideas and solutions, conferences, meetings, clubs, movements, to talk about all the things that we've talked about before. We need to create small business alliances. We need to have it all in private venues. We need to have a commerce club. I mean, for all the people who were listening who were saying, oh, man, well, how's this going to help me? Well, if we had a commerce club and we had like-minded people coming to these meetings, we can get Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue. Vince and I have talked about this to redundancy. And we get those people together and we combine their capital resources. We combine their skill sets. They cross-train. They live on the property. Depending on what is negotiated, it could be 3 years, it could be 7 years, and you got a place to live. You're building a hobby farm, and then you're selling it as a working farm. If you decide to do that, maybe Tom, Dick, and Harry might want to buy out, you know, Jane and Sue, or, you know, whatever. You got to have options, but you got to not just think about it, you got to do it. See, if we had this commerce club, if we had these ideas and solutions conferences, we can get the bottom 93% to literally put a microphone in their hand and say, hey, I have an idea, I have a solution. And then we get people together and we combine their resources, their talents, their skill sets. And we think and live outside the box. We're not talking prosperity here, folks. We're so corrupt as a nation. We're talking survivability. I can talk economics and finance all day. If there's no fair value, no fundamentals, no earnings, no price discovery, credit and debts redefined, money printing out of the wazoo, supply and demand's gone, free markets are gone, profits mean nothing. Definitions mean nothing anymore. What's the sense in discussing it? We're at beyond the 11th hour, folks. It's up to us to speak up and create solutions. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, I just want to tell you that your passionate plea for Americans to wake up, to speak up, to get moving, was exemplary today. I mean, truly, truly outstanding. And in comparison to what I've heard when I tune across the dial, just because I just want to see what the other guys are talking about, what the other guys are talking about is just something I can't even listen to. It is so idiotic, so mundane, so non to the point, so unuseful, as compared to what you've just delivered, you know, during this broadcast class today. And by the way, the numbers are picked up to our normal numbers. So maybe it was just an anomaly that during your performance in the front of the classroom, your monologue, it was truly outstanding. I would have to say, of all the broadcasting we have done, that would be in the top 10, if not the top presentation that you've delivered. Truly outstanding. And I'm just proud to be your friend and to be on the air with you. I really am. Done a great job.
Well, Vince, I appreciate the kind words. I know you mean it. And I appreciate the kind words, and thank you for that. But I still call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenate American. And I do this. I don't do this for money. I don't do this to be infamous or famous. I do this because I feel that I'm an American and I'm obligated to talk about the hypocrisies, the double standards, the non-functional, unsustainable gig economy that we in, where we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, where we have, I can't tell you how much corruption that I've discussed manipulation, fraud, racketeering, all the crimes, the pedophilia, the treason, sedition, espionage. No transparency for anything because we're literally run by a giant mafia. And I just feel, I mean, the people aren't getting the correct information. Like, here's two articles. Vince, I know we went off into tangents today, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to mention a few articles in the last few minutes that we have. Is that okay?
Yeah, please do.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right, as always. But here's two articles based on health. Exclusive, former Pfizer VP, entirely possible this will be used for massive-scale depopulation. And Dr. Mike Yeadon is talking about, of course, the vaccines, and he's a proponent of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and other therapeutics. And, you know, when you come out and say this, and I know I've said this before, this is Dr. Geert Van den Bosch, who's a PhD and a DVM, who worked for very corrupt corporations like GlaxoSmithKline and Bill and Melinda Gates and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. You know, he basically says that the administration of the Chinese virus vaccines is going to trigger a phenomenon known as viral immune escape, and that will transform a quite harmless virus into an uncontrollable monster. So basically, what these people are talking about, and I've talked about this in great detail, and we just don't have a lot of time, but what they're saying is these mRNA vaccines are destroying antibodies, causing autoimmune diseases like autism, Down syndrome, neurological disorders, basically that they're well-designed genetic modification tools for killing and causing cancer. And I'm reading so many articles. I mean, here, Justin Trudeau up in Canada, he says you'll need to immediately quarantine in designated government facilities. These are not optional. You know, Joe Biden basically wants to governors reinstate mask mandates, even though I've given information, psychological, physiological, 50% increase in the bacteria in the mouth, including bacterial pneumonia, which is correlated to heart attacks and strokes. I've given so much information where masks are actually hurting people. I'm blue in the face. You know, fascist left-wing tyrant Dr. Lena Wen says on CNN that freedom should be withheld from the American people until they surrender to be vaccinated. People, can you have to read between the dots. I give you published information, published articles in the public domain. At least over 2,000 Americans have died from the vaccine. Imagine if this was mass killings with guns. Imagine if this was mass...
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felty on NBC5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Rental car companies sold a majority of their inventory when lockdowns were the normal in America. Now the industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
Car rental market size growth between 2016 and 2021 is down 12.1%. NCAA March Madness has crowned a winner. Monday, the Baylor Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win their first ever national championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I've got a hypothetical question. Why is it that America has not gone after China for the destruction of humanity with this Chinese virus? Any thoughts?
Yeah. I've talked about it in great detail. Basically, the short answer is, since I'm looking at the clock here, is that basically most of our institutions and so-called leaders, and I use that term in quote, and asterisk and italics, have been bought and paid for. They have, including our intelligence agencies, the rule of law has been eliminated. They've allowed political correctness to basically destroy our country and cover up the elite crimes. So basically they're transferring. I've even read that they're proposing a new SDR, currencies. It's going to be crypto, electronic, and centralized coming out of China. So basically, we handed them our manufacturing, our information, our military secrets, our patents, our copyrights, and given them all the technology that we should have used for our people to better their life and prosperity and jobs. And a few elites at the very top, like some of the names that we've given today, have basically sold out the American people to feather their own nest and manufacture their own perception of self-importance. And they sold us out. That's basically the bottom line.
At the bottom of the hour, during the newscast, we learned that 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Chinese factory outlet, Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've talked about all this before. Forced obsolescence by design. This is what happens when, I'm blue in the face talking about all this. And this is why I throw in ideas and solutions. We need to have conferences and meetings and movements. We need to have it done on private venues. We need to stick up and have small business alliance. We need to think outside the box. We need to have a backup plan for currency / money, like poor man's gold, a.k.a. silver, or whatever the people decide. We have to have plan Bs in place. And too many people are literally giving up because – well, the powers that be keep stirring the pot and creating, race baiting and gender baiting and sexual orientation baiting and this baiting and that baiting to divide us, all using divide and conquer strategies. And even though there is an obvious wake up and a lot of people are voting with their feet and coming to rural America, there was a house here in town, it was on 6 acres just like a week or two ago. 40 people were bidding on it the first day it came on the market. And it basically sold for $40,000-$50,000 above the asking price. This is the norm. This is why I'm saying forget about the house. There's not a lot of houses left. If they are, they're either dumps and you're paying too much for it, or they're in the million-dollar range. So what
let me ask you a question. And you don't have to answer if you don't want to. And I'll answer the question if you want me to answer it. If someone were to offer me 2 times what the fair market value of our farm is, I would say no. If someone offered me 10 times what the fair market value of our farm is, I would say no. How would you answer that question? If someone offered
I would say, just like any question, I would say it depends. And what I mean by that is, what are you offering me? Are you offering me a portion of, in gold and silver that
no,
I
can I'm talking about cash.
It's really gold
cash.
And silver?
Cash, Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, I think we're getting close to the witching hour on the Federal Reserve note. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. Everything about the future is speculation. So when people talk about the future with guarantee, this is the way it's going to happen. They're full of BS. I'm telling you right now. Just that's why I talked about all the different variables that are unknown in this corrupt system. It's very difficult. These people are literally talking about words like equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity while they're harvesting baby parts, while they're giving record bonuses to banks that are basically insolvent. And this, while they give them a bailout in the same year, while they're normalizing pedophilia, while they're manufacturing hate hoaxes, teaching kids in school to change their gender, erasing proven results and qualifications for getting a job, eliminating free speech. I can't tell you how many hypocrisies and double standards that we talked about. Installing politicians, eliminating the voice of the people, legalizing voter fraud. How can you put values on anything, Vince, or timelines in a corrupt system that we have today? How do you put value on anything? I'm asking you that question. What has value, and what is it? And when is the timeline for when the people decide, oops, I ain't taking that anymore? Vince?
Well, if you're talking about value, it's very, very difficult. And that was one of the reasons why I asked the question. What would you do? So if someone gave you Federal Reserve notes, would you be able to find a property and rebuild what you've got, or maybe something different based on what you've learned?
Let me tell you some outside the box ideas on what I may do. Okay.
Sure.
Let's say somebody really wanted my property. It's nothing special. You know, I live off the grid. I don't even have running water or a hot pressure tank or hot water heater. And I chose this life. So let's say somebody offered me a gazillion dollars for this. Okay. Whatever that is. Okay. It's analogous to using the term widget as a product when you're talking about supply and demand and production and things. So let's say somebody offered me a gazillion dollars in Federal Reserve notes, like you said. I would probably say, okay, I still get, I'm going to create a living will. I'm going to still live on my property. I'm going to build a little cottage or a little cabin on the other side of it, and you get to live here, and I would get to live here till I'm dead. Or another example that would come to my mind, I would say, well, you're going to have to give me the money at closing, but I get to live here for, say, 3 or 4 months to slowly move out, but also quickly look for another place to live. So I wouldn't get stuck with a devalued currency during that three. So if the crapper hits the fan in that 3-4 month period, I'm not sitting with a bunch of worthless fiat paper that I can't get rid of for product, for value, for service, for property. You see what I'm saying? That's how close we are. When you're creating trillions of dollars under these benevolent names, like for helping COVID people or for infrastructure, and then you really look at the math and you see just a small portion of it's going to that, and the rest is going to, you know, donors and sponsors and payouts and money laundering and hiding this and paying off them, and you know you're at the end of the game. So when does the music stop? And that's an analogy for musical chairs. When does that stop? And see, we're so close to that period right now that, I mean, there's no confidence in anything, including government, including central banks, including anything. Zero. There's zero confidence.
That's the point. And when I mentioned that a sheet of OSB, which I thought was astronomical at $43 a sheet, and you came in with a newer price of $69 a sheet.
Well, that was from a contractor in North Carolina where there's like no trees, no lumber, and that, who knows? I don't know if it was a one time thing, but somebody. I got it from a very good source that was the case.
There's plenty of wood in North Carolina. There's plenty of wood in Virginia.
North Dakota is where this contractor was made.
Okay. Well,
but still, my point is, this is all by design. Mm-hmm. Okay, supply chain and disruption is all by design. I heard there's another boat that went astray in the Suez Canal by Egypt there, just in the last 24 hours. Everything is done by design to block supply chain production and movements. This is done. Everything is being done by plan, scripted. The COVID thing, the reactions, the agenda, everything is designed theater. And that's why there's so many patriots or white hats or whatever you want to call them that are leaking all of these documents. All of this was pre-planned, especially through the UN. And our people have sold us out to these global governances under these benevolent terms and so-called official authorities. And they mean absolutely nothing. So it's up to the people to start thinking about, we're reaping the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. And all that does is support the ruling class. All it does is support cowards and followers and traitors. If Donald Trump, I mean, he's done probably more than what anybody could ask for. But if other people could create ideas and solutions conferences all over, and then we can create our own judges, we can create our own juries, we can create our own commerce clubs, we can create our own, you know, give the mic, the people, the microphone. Of course, we'd have to have a board so they'd be vetted, because there would be infiltration, there's no doubt about it, by the elites. But let's say we created something like this. We could literally wipe out, we can re-vet everything from the people talking to the business to legal immigration to bringing back the rule of law and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. If we did this one thing, create ideas and solution conferences in every state, maybe even in every county or at least every region, we could have a plan B for the people and change everything overnight. But see, these big money people, they would, again, rather buy their jet, their yacht, their big ranch, or their island and their underground bunkers and not help the people, because they've given up on the people. All they care about is their own nest. And see, that's not what built America. What built America was people coming up with ideas and solutions, with productivity, helping each other. Remember the old days of raising barns? And now we have tattletales and snitches and a bunch of elementary school people. Remember that analogy, that example I mentioned? I haven't mentioned it probably a year or two, but I remember when I was in elementary school, it was Muhammad Ali was fighting Joe Frazier. And a couple kids would say, "Joe, Frazier, Frazier, Frazier." And then some of the kids would yell, "Frazier, Frazier, Frazier." The same kids, seconds later, would yell, "Ali, Ali, Ali." And the same kids would yell, "Ali, Ali, Ali." When you cultivate and groom followers, it's at the expense of thinkers. I'm not saying we don't need leaders. Every ship needs a captain, but we need thinkers desperately in America. Desperately. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, are you going to talk about Matt Gaetz, the congressional person accused of having sex with a underage 17-year-old?
Well, yeah, he was demanding. I mean, I have so many articles here. We only have a couple minutes left to the end of the broadcast. Obviously, I'm not going to get to all the information that I prepared for, which is very typical for us. You know, we go into tangents, and but you know, he demanded that the FBI and the DOJ release recordings of the DOJ official threatening his family with extortion in the millions of dollars. You know, it's all about the diversion, the distraction, the dumbing down, and the dividing of America to get away, you know, with all the women coming after Cuomo. Nothing's going to happen to Cuomo. This is what they need to move your eyes off the ball onto something else. It's just like Nancy Pelosi. She was seen on tape talking about smear campaigns on how they smear people. This is just an example with Matt Gaetz. You know, Hunter Biden, I mean, he literally posted the Biden family porn on Pornhub. I mean, no one really cares, but when he calls Trump a vile man on a vile mission, the hypocrisies and double standards don't line up. You know, why would the FBI do this to Matt Gaetz? I mean, there's articles out there that the FBI exists to damage Republicans. You know, there is some good news out there, too, though. Montana Governor Gianforte signs legislation to ban sanctuary cities in the state. Governor Gianforte, if you can create self-sufficiency preparedness schools, if you can assist in ideas and solutions conferences where the people get the microphone. Of course, they'd have to be vetted because of infiltration, which there would be, and there'd have to be a board. I think it would be very useful here in Montana, and it can expand nationwide. You know, you have Reddit joining Twitter and protecting pedophiles who post posting exploitive depictions of young children, and they're defending it. You know, here Delta Airlines, CEO blasts unacceptable Georgia voter ID laws, but yet they're demanding ID to get on their planes. We have hypocrisy and double standards all over the place. You know, nearly 80% of women and girls crossing into the U.S. by way of Mexico are raped or assaulted sexually. But where are the feminists? Where, again, double standards and hypocrisies? New York Senate just passed the concentration camp bill to forcibly throw people in camps, just like the Nazis did during World War II. These are all articles published in the public domain. You know, Democrats argue removing dead people from rolls because it's voter suppression or it's racist. Megan Rapinoe, the female professional soccer player, she wants equal pay despite inferior abilities. This is an article right in front of me here. 14-year-old high school boys team beat this team, and they want equal pay with men. It's about economics, supply and demand, skill sets, hard work, effort, proven results. You know, and it's the same woke Pentagon that says men and women are exactly the same. And they're pushing to lower the bars of standards on fitness for women everywhere, including in the military. See, this does nothing. You don't reward any group or empower them with mediocrity and expect to empower your group or your country. State abducts 6-year-old girl after mother seen not wearing a mask while dropping her off at school. I cannot tell you. 81 million vote getter Joe Biden greeted by two dozen supporters in Columbus, Ohio for a speech. Same thing with Kamala Harris in Oakland the other day. No one's coming to see these guys. It's fake everything. There's no more confidence in science and math because everybody's bought and paid for. Just like this, the transgender extremist Rachel Levine. And these are words coming out of this article. She's an advocate of sex changes for children. That's not, there's no benevolence in there. There's no equality and fairness in there. This is a takedown of our country. A takedown. I mean, Milwaukee leaves adopted kids in the same home as the Democrat judge charged with child porn. How is that reality? How is that America? Really? I mean, I have all these articles that obviously I'm not going to get to today because we're down to seconds, Vince. But, you know,
how about Pete What's-His-Butt? How about Pete What's-His-Butt is ridiculed for staging a bike riot? He's caught unloading a bicycle from a gas-guzzling SUV near the White House and then riding into a cabinet meeting. And he's trying to promote eco-friendly transport. This is the kind of stuff that Joseph Goebbels would love, right?
Yeah.
In today's media. Homo Pete. And this is why I said, you know, what these guys do in their bedroom, you can't say, well, that's okay, it's in their bedroom. No, these lies, this greed, this me first stuff, transfers to everything that these guys do. And he should be thrown out of...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.